T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. An apparent hate attack in Harlem. A transgender woman slapped and spit on as she waited for a train Friday night. Police say Serena Daniari was on the C platform at West 155th Street when a man and woman came up to her. The man yelled slurs, spat at her, and slapped her in the face, and the woman slapped the phone out of her hand. They ran. She stayed on the platform sobbing. She posted video on Twitter.
I swear, I just wish people would leave me alone. They don't do anything. They just want to be left alone.
After posting that video, she tweeted about her anger and pain and drew a lot of support from many online, including State Senator Adriano Espaillat. He condemned the incident and called for the MTA and police to catch the suspects. Mayor de Blasio tweeted that hate crimes is investigating and urged anybody with info to contact authorities. His honor also apologized to Serena on behalf of the city, saying transgender and non-binary New Yorkers deserve to travel without fear. Police have released a photo of the suspects. They're asking people to call Crime Stoppers. They also want your help finding the creep who pushed a 74-year-old man down the stairs in the subway, then punched a woman who tried to help. Cops say the 74-year-old man was coming down the stairs to the northbound 4 train platform at Lexington Avenue 59th Street when the guy shoved him. Victim fell. 45-year-old woman stepped in trying to prevent the suspect from running off. He slugged her and ran. Both taken to the hospital in stable condition. The man suffered head lacerations and other injuries. Police have released photos of this suspect. Urge anybody with information to call Crime Stoppers. Answering the call turned dangerous for police officers in the Bronx last night when two cruisers collided. Details are still coming in, but the cars were on the way to a 911 call just before 1 a.m. when they hit in the 1440 block of White Plains Road near Westchester Avenue. 4 officers were hurt in that crash, 2 with leg injuries, 2 with neck and back injuries, none considered life-threatening. All of the officers were taken to Jacoby Hospital. More details on the crash expected later today. Winds News Time 5:03. A tense discussion of bail reform at a recent 1010 Winds roundtable on the new law.
The first few weeks of the New York State bail reform, there have been cases of people committing crimes within days or even hours of being released without bail. Freeport, Long Island's Mayor Robert Kennedy blames Albany lawmakers for racing this through.
This should have been a bill that was put out on the table and all of us sit around earlier, get some district attorneys, get some people recently out of jail and have discussed what are all of the effects of this.
Hakeem Browder says the old bail system failed his brother because they were poor. Khalif Browder, sitting in Rikers for 3 years without ever being convicted of a crime, and soon after being released, he took his own life.
It's like putting an animal in a cage, rattling the cage for 3 years, and then releasing them.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds News.
In Depth is the latest podcast from 1010 Winds, and this week's topic is the impact of the new bail reform law. Go to 1010winds.com and click on the podcast tab. A solemn trip to Poland for Governor Cuomo this week. He will be at Auschwitz tomorrow to mark 75 years since the liberation of the death camp. Cuomo says the people of New York will never forget the unspeakable Nazi atrocities perpetrated against the Jews, and he wants to honor the 6 million victims of the Holocaust. There's a very timely exhibit at the Museum of Jewish Heritage right now. Auschwitz, not long ago, not far away. President and CEO Jack Kliger says it's especially important.
We're still living with tremendous amounts of hate. So what hate did is also what hate can do. And we think it's our responsibility to help teach all children what the lessons are and how to be an active participant fighting hate.
The museum is offering a simulcast of the Auschwitz observances tomorrow and welcoming Holocaust survivors and their families. A tragedy in Jersey City, where the Hudson County prosecutor is looking into the death of an infant and the woman who was apparently the mother in a squalid house. Police say the 41-year-old woman died later at the hospital, but the baby was pronounced dead at the horrific scene.
The neighbors say there's no reason a newborn baby had to die in the house at 33 Suburbia Court. This woman, who didn't want her name used, said she has complained about that house to every city agency she can think of. The house is infested with maggots, feces, and needles.
Jersey City's aware that the house has been in squalor and the house is dangerous and there's homeless drug addicts living there, and they've done nothing about it.
She said it's been that way for at least 2 years since the owner died. The house, she believes, is in foreclosure. There's now a sign on the front door that says, "Do not enter, homicide unit," and their phone number. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Jersey City.
A pregnant woman is recovering after being hit in a shooting in Queens. It happened last night on 181st Street in Springfield Gardens. She was apparently wounded in the hand around 8 p.m. in the quiet residential neighborhood. She's expected to survive. No other word on her condition. Authorities are still investigating. No report of any arrests so far. Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio reportedly canceled a planned visit to a Park Slope school last week after parents raised concern about child molestation allegations against him. He was set to do a Q&A in St. Xavier Academy for Catholic Schools Week, but a parent took her concerns to the principal, pointing to the Vatican's recent order for an investigation of the decades-old allegations. The school canceled the visit. DiMarzio denies the accusation. The archdiocese confirmed the investigation and is not expected to comment till it's complete. Every pedestrian's fear came true for a woman in Manhattan yesterday. The 23-year-old woman's recovering from a head laceration after being hit by a wooden chair that flew off a 12th-floor balcony in Union Square. It happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon during that windy rainstorm. City Buildings Department is looking into it. Police are looking for suspects after a pregnant woman was shot in a quiet neighborhood in Queens last night. She's apparently hit in the hand at about 8 p.m. on 181st Street in Springfield Gardens. She is expected to survive. No other word on her condition. Authorities are still investigating. No word of any arrests. Well, some four-footed refugees are arriving today at the North Shore Animal League America. And if you need a furry little friend, today's your day. The Port Washington shelter is helping out a Georgia Animal Rescue Group. They discovered a horrific backyard breeding situation involving more than 250 dogs, all Pomeranians. 40 of the animals are being brought to Long Island by the Animal League America rescue team today. The pups will be checked out. The first adoptions could start as early as February 6th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.